Okay, so Parsha Tzav, Parsha Paros. If we look at the beginning, the way the Parsha introduces us, so first we have Zos Tos Ola, we learn about the Korban Ola, and then all of a sudden, the next pasuk, we're jumping to the Trumas Nedesh, and the question is like, what's the connection between the two? Why is it that Zos Tos Ola, all of a sudden, we're learning about the Trumas Nedesh, and like, what's the connection between the Korban Ola and the Trumas Nedesh? So that's one question. The second question is Parshas Parah. So what's the connection between Parshas Parah and Parshas Tzav? So perhaps the idea is as follows. So Ben Bechai comments at the beginning of the Parsha that the significance of the Korban Ola is that the Korban Ola, in a certain sense, is the most kedusha, it's the holiest of the Korbanos, it's completely burnt up on the Mizbeach. And the significance of the Trumas Nedesh is that the Trumas Nedesh is one of the more menial avodas, if not the most menial avoda. But the Kohen, how did he have to do it? He had to do it with Michna Seivan. He has to do it with all the Big Day Kahuna, because the Trumas Nedesh is still part of the Avodah Sayom. So the significance of the Trumas Nedesh is that the way we started the day in the Beis HaMikdash was by doing something lowly, is just by cleaning out the ashes from the previous day. But the point is that's also part of the avoda. That also matters. So perhaps the lesson of the Parsha, by juxtaposing and mixing and matching the Parsha of the Trumas Nedesh along with the Parsha of the Ola, is that if a person wants to achieve the highest Kedusha, to bring the Korban Ola, the only way it's able to come about is coming from the lowest point, it's coming from the Trumas Hadesh, from just emptying out the ashes earlier. And perhaps this is really the significance and the connection between the Parsha and Parsha's Parah. So the Sfasam explains, so it comes to Parah Aduma, The Gemara, Chazal teach that the reason why we receive the mitzvah of Parah Aduma is in the merit of Avraham Avinu, saying that Anochi offer the Efer, that I am like dust and earth, dust and ash, and say Chazal. So in that merit, we got the ashes of the Parah Aduma and the Sota. And Sasem explains that as in the Zchos, in the merit of Avraham Avinu's humility, that's what we merited the Parah Aduma, because the whole idea of the Parah Aduma, what it's all about, is that it's about the person. Serve the Hachna, a person serves submitting themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to receive the Tahara from the Parah Aduma. And perhaps the message of the Parah Aduma as well is that if a person wants to achieve the Tahara of the Parah Aduma to become Tahar, the only way it's able to come about is if they submit themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they go through the humbling process of the Parah Aduma process. So the connection between Parshas Parah and the connection between Parshat Tzav, the message of Parshat Tzav of the Trumas Nedesh, is if we want to achieve the highest Kedusha of the Korban Ola, it's only able to come about through first doing the Trumas Nedesh, and the same thing is true when it comes to the Parah Aduma. The message of the Parah Aduma, it's preparing us for Pesach, it's preparing us to become Tahar. The only way it's able to come about is the first year of Tameh, and when we're Tameh, if we submit ourselves towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we sort of act with humility. Only through that are we able to achieve now high levels of Tahara, and in the future, hopefully bring the Korban Pesach, and to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly.